created without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Biloxi Shuckers baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
A couple moments away from Biloxi Shuckers baseball. All Biloxi alone Shuckers with just a bit of my pregame show. Andrew Blake alongside you throughout the night as the Shuckers take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas in game three of a six-game set. Shuckers won yesterday 7-1. It's been a familiar final score for the Shuckers. They've won each of their last two games by a 7-1 score. They beat Pensacola 7-1 on Saturday night. I mean, Carlos Rodriguez is, check that, they won on Friday night 7-1. They lost on Saturday 7-1. They won yesterday 7-1. They are 3-1 this year in games decided by a 7-1 final score. Shuckers pitching staff yesterday was terrific. Tobias Myers allowed one run in 5 2/3 innings with 8 strikeouts. He's up to 24 strikeouts on the year in just 16 innings on the hill, while Darryl Thompson, Ryan Middendorf, and Harold Chirino held down the fort the rest of the way. Shuckers got a lot of walks, 12 of them yesterday, a new season high, led the way by the guy at the top of the order. Lamar Sparks will start again at the top of the lineup today. He's on base 5 times yesterday, 2 singles and 3 walks. Jackson Churio, a multi-hit game, as well as the Shuckers get set for a 6:35 start against the Rocket City Trash Pandas tonight. Christian Mejias on the hill to make his second start against Coleman Crow for the Trash Pandas, a guy who has allowed one hit all season long as we head into his third start of the season. But first, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. We're joined by Isaac Collins, who slots into the 7th spot in the order tonight. We discuss his time being selected in the Rule 5 draft by the Brewers, his time last year in Hartford, where he stole 30 bases with the Yard Goats, and also a bit about how he became the answer to a trivia question alongside Twins great Joe Mauer. It all comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We get sent for a 6:35 first pitch in Rocket City.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Down on you, no man has fallen. Under pressure,
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch just a couple moments away between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Game three of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest guys to the Brewers organization, Isaac Collins. Isaac, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem, Javik.
What's it been like joining the Brewers organization this past offseason after being in the Rockies organization for a couple of years, kind of acclimating to a new organization over the last couple months?
When I first found out that I was Rule 5 and heading over to the Brewers, I was obviously a little nervous, a little excited, just a lot of mixed emotions. But honestly, the transition really was not too difficult, not as hard as I thought it would be. Same game, obviously. Each organization, they have their, you know, things that they want to prioritize, but at the end of the day, it's the same game, and if I just control what I can control and take ownership of my own career, I'll see the results that I want.
What was it like being selected in the Rule 5 draft? Because in a lot of ways, it's like being drafted all over again. You're in a pool and a team says, hey, we want that guy. We think he's good. What's that like? And what's it like going through that process?
Well, I was not expecting it at all. The day of the draft, I had no clue that I was even eligible for it. So when I first found out that I was heading over, like, it was obviously a shock. It is nice to know that the Brewers, you know, they want me. You know, they decided to take a risk and, you know, select me in that draft. So being somewhere where you're wanted is obviously always nice.
We've seen it in the big league level. Stolen base rates have gone up a ton thanks to the new rules with the disengagements and the pitch clock. You've had a ton of stolen bases the last 2 years. 30 last year as a member of the Hartford Yarko. It's already 3 this year through the first 11 games. How have you been able to take advantage of the new pitch clock and disengagements and everything to help you get an extra base in the base paths?
You gotta do your scouting. You gotta look at the pitcher, see what tendencies they have. I had a extremely good manager last year, Kristen Orfia, who was just, you know, he was a scrappy player in the big leagues, and he didn't really wow you with his tools, but he excelled at the intangibles and just exposing any little advantage you could find. And he was so good at finding little hiccups in pitchers and what to look for, and that led to me getting a lot of really good jumps and, you know, led to me getting a bunch of stolen bases last year.
You also grew up in Minnesota, which is not an easy place to be able to be a baseball player. What was it like growing up in Minnesota and playing baseball where you get guys from Florida and California? You can play 12 months out of the year. You kind of have to stop for a couple months in Minnesota because there's about 6 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah. I played 3 sports growing up, football, basketball, and baseball. So baseball really was just, once it turned March, once basketball season was over, it was, you know, go into the storage shed and pull out the glove and bat and start playing again. And it wasn't really till college where I realized, like, the amount of reps and amount of work that you really need to get to be able to play at a very high level. And, you know, looking back, obviously it would have been nice to be able to play baseball year round, but at the same time I wouldn't have been able to put all the time and effort that I put into specifically football and basketball in the off seasons, and just being that well-rounded athlete, I think, allowed me to have that competitive edge that some guys may lack.
And you weren't just a football player on the side. You were a really good football player. You were a finalist for the Mr. Minnesota Award in football, also baseball, which makes you the answer to a trivia question alongside Joe Mauer as the two guys in Minnesota history who have been finalists for the award. But what was your football career like?
It was fun. I mean, my dad played collegiate football at West Virginia University. So growing up, my dream was to play college football at West Virginia. So a lot of my heroes, you know, athletes I looked up to, they were all football players. And I had a very, very good high school football coach, Matt Lombardi. They recently just won the state title, our school's first state title. But having him and what he preached to us and just, you know, buying into the culture and really committing to the details and all that, it bled into baseball and it bled into my success in college, and eventually, you know, here I am in pro ball.
If you could give yourself, Isaac Collins, the football player, a scouting report, what would the scouting report look like?
Very quick, very tough tackle. You're gonna have to gang tackle him. One guy's not gonna be able to take him down. Set the edge, just play you know, just good football, I guess.
Well, there we go. You also said you wanted to grow up always going, wanting to go to West Virginia to play football. So how excited were you last year when the Backyard Brawl came back between West Virginia and Pittsburgh?
That was pretty sweet to watch, actually. My dad, he went to the game. He was there with a bunch of other alumni players. Obviously, we didn't win. It was a tough loss. We had a chance there at the end, but it was actually pretty cool to see them play Pittsburgh again.
Well, Isaac, thanks much for joining us. It's been a fun start to the year. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview with Shuckers and Trash Pandas at 6:35.
Big thank you to Isaac Collins, who was today's pregame interview as we get set to go from Rocket City. Luxy Shuckers and Rocket City Trash Pandas get underway in just a few moments. Let's preview tonight's starting pitching matchup. It's the righty Coleman Crow, who comes in today 1-0, an ERA of 0 over 2 starts and 11 innings. He's walked 5, struck out 13, and has allowed one runner to get to second base all season long. It has been an absolutely torrid start to the year from Crow, who comes in today and for his third start of the season. On the other side of things, it's Christian Mejias, who goes for the Biloxi Shuckers, 1-0 with a 5.14 ERA, makes his second start of the year. His first start was terrific. 5 2/3 scoreless innings, allowed just 2 hits, struck out 8, and went head-to-head with Yuri Perez last Thursday for the Biloxi Shuckers against Pensacola. 5 strikeouts on the fastball. That's his go-to pitch up high in the zone for Mejias, as he'll look to get things going in his first road start as a member of the Brewers organization and first start here at Toyota Field. Couple of notes, Jackson Churio makes his first career start in affiliated ball in right field in a late line exchange. No people in the 5 spot of the order moving in instead of Tristan Lutz. Trash Pandas take the field. National Anthem to come. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Coleman Crow on the hill. Lamar Sparks in the batter box. We'll be set to go for first pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Churio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Chourio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Chourio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
In their 12th game of the year, take on the 7-4 Rocket City Trash Pandas. Hello, everybody. Javik Blake along with you throughout the night on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's Coleman Crowe who takes the hill for Rocket City. Lamar Sparks who leads it off for the Shuckers. It's Lamar Sparks, Jackson Chourio, and Tyler Black, first three guys in the order. And it's the righty Coleman Crowe. He's been terrific this year. He's allowed one hit in 11 innings, makes his third start of the year, five walks, 13 strikeouts. He toes the rubber from the first base side, 5'10", 175 pounds. And the 22-year-old fires home. Swing and a miss from Sparks, and we're officially underway. First pitch time tonight, 6:36 p.m. Just a gorgeous day for baseball in northern Alabama. 0-1 delivery. Pops in and out of the catcher Edgar Perro's glove, but it's called strike. Count goes to 0-2. It's sunny and 82 degrees. Warmest first pitch temperature of the year for a Shuckers game. The 0-2 delivery to Sparks. It's a curveball down low. Count goes to 1-2. Wind right now out to left at 13 miles an hour. Shuckers are taking advantage of it during batting practice. A lot of home runs out to left. 1-2 delivery. Curveball. Sparks nubs it foul. Back towards the on-deck circle on the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. Cole made his last start last Friday at Birmingham. Got the win over five shutout innings. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss from Sparks. Fastball on the outside corner at 93. Up the righty, Jackson Chourio. Chourio bats second. Tyler Black bats third. Xavier Warren in the cleanup spot. Noah Campbell behind him. And it's Carlos Rodriguez, Isaac Collins, Frey Zamora, and Nick Cale. The pitch to Chourio. It's a fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner by home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. Crew chief Macon Hammond at first, and the third base umpire is Tom O'Neill. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball, swing and a miss from Chourio. Count goes to 0-2. Chourio this year hitting .213. Had a good series though, 3-10. The pitch home. Curveball, he stares at it off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. It's a big day for Chourio defensively, in right for the first time in his career. 1-2 pitch. Stares at a pitch just off the outside corner. Perro popped up ready to throw it around from behind the plate. The count evens up, 2-2. Top prospect in baseball steps back in. 2-2 delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss. Fluttered in at 75 miles an hour. Back-to-back strikeouts from Crow to start things off. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the first inning. Shuckers and Rocket City tied at 0. Black stands at the very back of the left-handed box. Pitch from Crow, fouled off. Black this year hitting .259. He's done a terrific job getting on base, though. .474 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Black fouls it in and out of Caro's glove. The count goes to 0-2. He reached base three times yesterday. Walked twice and was hit. He didn't record a hit. His five-game hit streak was broken. Down on base three times. Could be on base streak to 9 in a row. The 0-2 delivery. curveball, nubs it foul. Goes to no balls and two strikes. Black's been a catalyst for first inning runs for the Shuckers. They've scored in each of the last three games in the first inning. Two of the three times have been off a solo shot from the man at the plate. The pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Coleman Crow, a spectacular first inning. Strikes out the side to start things off. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Christian Mejias to the hill for the Shuckers when we return. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Inning from Toyota Field. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Christian Mejias on the hill for his first road start as a member of the Brewers organization. Fires the last pitch home to the catcher Nick Cale. Just about ready to get underway in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers went scoreless in the top half. Kyron Harris leads it off. Levon Soto bats second. Edgar Caro in the three spot. Orlando Martinez behind him. And it's Tucker Flint, Jeremiah Jackson, David Calabresi, Aaron Whitefield, and Bryce Teodosio to round things out. The righty Mejia is trying to build off an impressive first start. He out-dueled Yuri Perez last Friday at home. Mejia's first pitch of the day. Fouled off, back to the screen. He starts off at no balls and one strike. Shuckers wearing their military jerseys tonight. The black caps. Shuckers B logo on the front. Gray pants. Oh, one delivery. Lifted high in the air. Out behind second base. Isaac Collins, the second baseman, drifts over towards right. Makes the catch for the out. One out brings up the left-handed hitting Levon Soto. Gives us a chance to set the defense for the Shuckers. Outfield from left to right. Carlos Rodriguez, Lamar Sparks, and Jackson Churio. First to third around the infield, Xavier Warren, Isaac Collins, Freddie Zamora, and Tyler Black. While Nick Cale makes his second start of the season behind the plate. First pitch to Soto. Misses low. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Soto made his Double-A debut in 2023 yesterday. Went 1-for-4 with a double and a strikeout. The righty Mejias delivers. Lifted foul. Behind home plate out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Soto started the year with the Salt Lake Bees and the Pacific Coast League, the AAA affiliate of the Angels. Was sent down after Zach Neto got pushed up to the big leagues. 1-1 delivery. Fastball called strike two. Soto was a mainstay in Rocket City last year. Played 119 games of the 138. 1-2 delivery. Fastball misses away. Count evens up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Had a tough start to the year in the PCL. Hit under 200. With an OBP up over 320. 2-2 delivery. Fastball up and in. Count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out in the inning. Tied at 0, bottom of the first. Mejias kicks and fires home. Fastball line down the right field line. Churio comes on. Short hops up. Does a good job to turn around and keep it in front of him. Hard hit single for Soto. Ends up switch hitting Edgar Tiro. Churio thought about a dive for a moment, but came up short. Ball was just dying a bit too fast for him. Switch hitting Caro up. Takes in from the left side. Soto off first. First pitch. He has a fastball for strike one. Churio in right is making his first start in affiliated ball in right field. Made seven starts this past winter with the Tigres de Zulia in Venezuela in winter ball. A one delivery. Misses low. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Was in the Venezuelan Winter League. Churio, a native of Venezuela. Soto off first. Mejias delivers. Fastball low and away. Count goes to 2-1. But Churio played a lot of time this spring in right field. He talked to manager Mike Guerrero. He described Churio as a grocery store. He can do everything. He's everything you'd ever want. That includes playing all three outfield positions and shortstop. The pitch home. Caro tapes the strike at the knees. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Caro this year hitting .355. Highest batting average on the active roster. The pitch takes down low. Count goes full. Second straight batter that's gone to a full count on Mejias. Caro worked two walks yesterday in a 3-for-5 day. Check that. Two doubles yesterday. Hit the ball hard. Check back to first. Soto lunges back in. Checkers pitching staff only walked two batters yesterday. Check back to first. Almost got him. It skitters off him back towards the dugout. Soto's off to second. Hit him right in the backside and bounced away. It's an error. Soto to second now with one out. Count still at three balls and two strikes. It's a weird pickoff back to first. How many balls you see deflect off someone's backside and skitter away, allow him to get to second? Three balls and two strikes with one out. I mean, he is set. Now fires home. Misses low. Now runners on first and second with one out for Orlando Martinez. Dale pops out from behind home plate. Dots his arm and chest protector with a couple different signs. Bottom of the first inning, tied at zero. Soto at second, Caro at first, and lefty Martinez at the plate. Mejias' first pitch spikes in the dirt. Kale blocks it up with his mask. Soto's off to third, but Kale throws to first. Caro back in time. Goes down as a wild pitch. Great effort from Kale just to keep it in front. By the way, the error officially charged to Christian Mejias on the pickoff. The seventh error made by the Shuckers this year. Caro at first, Soto at third off the wild pitch. 1-0 delivery to Martinez. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Martinez this year hitting .308, a .372 OBP. And he is delivers. Lift in the air, foul. Left field side out of play. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Comes set. Vaquero off first. Now the pitch. Ground ball right side of the infield. Collins gets it, goes to the bag for one. On to first. It's by Warren. And it scores a run. It's a good feed to the bag. Zamora's throw a bit wide of Warren at first. Goes down as an RBI and a fielder's choice. And it's 1-0 Trash Pandas. It looked to be a TaylorMade double play. And instead, Martinez at first with two outs, and the left-handed hitting Tucker Flint comes up. First pitch to Flint. Misses low. Count goes to 1-1, no strikes. Flint this year hitting 308 with a 460 OBP. Hitless yesterday. It took a 7-game hit streak for the lefty. He's been on fire as of late. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Count evens up 1-1. The RBI for Martinez, his 10th of the year. 1-1 delivery. Inside and it hits his arm. That one had a weird path to the plate. It hit Flint in the arm and then deflected off Nick Cale's chest protector. Almost looked like Cale just misjudged it and he completely missed his glove. But it ricocheted off the forearm, off Cale's glove, off his chest protector, and then away to his right up the first base line. Martinez at second, Flint at first. Right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson steps in. 1-0 here early in the first inning, Trash Pandas and Checkers. First pitch to Jackson. It's a fastball. Fouled off. First base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. It's been a tough start to the year for Jackson. 0-15 with a walk and 10 strikeouts. And that walk came yesterday. First time he's reached base all year. The righty Mejias delivers home. Fastball. Called strike two on the outside corner. Now Mejias one strike away from getting out of things. Martinez at second, Flint at first. And he has come set. The righty delivers. Curveball misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Jackson missed all of last week on a temporarily inactive list. He's on paternity leave. 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Cale blocks it up. Evens up 2-2. Digs back in, very back of the right-handed box. Right-hander on the mound, comes set at the letters. Now fires home. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. That was his put-out pitch in his last start. Much needed strikeout to get out of the inning. In the inning, one run on one hit, one error, two runners left on base. For one in the Rocket City. Trash Pandas 1, Checkers nothing. Roxy Checkers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Second inning from the Rocket City. Crow fires and Thorne smashes it foul. Left field side out of play, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Crow struck out the side in the first inning. Last two both on curveballs. The 0-2 delivery. Ground ball, first base side, just squeaks by Flynn, and Warren has the second hit against Crow this year. Blasts around first and into second. Calabresi late to fire it in. Warren becomes the second man to get a hit off Crow this year and the second man to reach second base against Crow this year. This is his 13th inning on the mound this season. Big leadoff double for Warren. Sometimes you don't need to hit it hard. You just have to hit it in the right place. That one was maybe off the bat at 70 miles an hour. First pitch to Noah Campbell is a called strike on the inside corner. Goes to no balls and one strike. Campbell, late addition to the lineup today. In for Tristan Lutz, who was originally slated to bat in the five spot. Pitch home. Lifted high in the air to right. Calabresi back to the wall. It's gone. Noah Campbell makes it a 2-1 lead for the Shuckers on his first home run of the year. He crosses home. It's a couple of high fives from Warren and Carlos Rodriguez. Now the Shuckers become the first team to score a run off Coleman Crow. Left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez up. Crow's first delivery. Lifted high in the air, foul. Left field side out of play. And goes to no balls and one strike. Noah Campbell walked out to BP today without knowing he was in the starting lineup. Change wasn't made until about 5:50. Pitch to Rodriguez. Misses low and away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. And then first pitch he sees, golfs it out of the yard to right. The 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Swing and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez is another guy who's been real hot this year. Five-game hit streak, 7 for his last 18 at the plate. 1-2 delivery. Rodriguez rolls over it, first base side, Flint grabs it. It's a sprint to the bag, underhands to Crow, who wins the foot race for the first out. Brings up the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Shuckers lead it 2-1, top of the second inning. First pitch from Crow. Fastball, called a strike at the knees. And goes down 1-1. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And goes to no balls and two strikes. Collins this year, 4-for-16. But he's walked 5 times. Been a big emphasis for the Shuckers this year. The delivery. Curveball. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. The first looking strikeout of the day for Crow. Third strikeout today on that curveball. Brings up the right-handed hitting Freddie Zamora. 2 outs, nobody on. 2-1 Shuckers over the Trash Pandas. Pitch home from Crow. Right-hander. Stays Bears at an outside of the zone. Count goes to 1-0. The righty delivers. Zamora takes away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Zamora this year hitting an even 200. Reached base in 5 straight games. And that's been a big thing for the Shuckers. Sure, before yesterday, the runs weren't there, but they were filling the bases with traffic. The pitch, fastball, called the strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. The pitch, curveball, spins into the zone for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch to Zamora. Hitching the delivery. Zamora rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. Second baseman Soto grabs it, fires to first. And that ends the inning. Throw retires 3 straight, but that's after a 2-run shot from Noah Campbell. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 2-1 Shuckers after an inning and a half. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Second inning, Shuckers lead it 2-1. Christian Mejias fires home. First pitch, David Calabresi shows bunt, pulls it back. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Mejias kicks and fires home. Bounces into Cale's glove. The count evens up 1-1. The pitch. Curveball misses up and away. Goes to 2-1. Calabresi hitting 171 this year. The pitch lifted high in the air out behind second base. Some more of the shortstop under it. Called off by the left fielder Carlos Rodriguez, who sprints all the way over to make the catch. Just blazed through a crowd and made the catch. It's a friendly pat in the back from Lamar Sparks, who is the center fielder and was standing right there. But Rodriguez had a move on it. It's a nice catch for the first down. Brings up the right-handed hitting Aaron Whitefield. 200 hitter on the year. The pitch, fastball, called strike one. Whitefield hitting 200 on the year with a 286 OBP. The pitch misses low. The count evens up 1-1. The pitch lifted up in the air. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch misses low and away. Count evens up 2-2. The pitch home, just low. Goes to 3-2. Whitefield, 3-4 in the series. Double and a home run. Mejias kicks and fires home. Misses low for 4. Second walk today for Mejias. Brings up the righty Bryce Teodosio. Shuckers lead it 2-1. One out, one on, bottom of the second inning. The pitch up. Misses low. The count goes to 1-0. Teodosio, 200 on the year, 0-6 in the series. He's had a rough go of it as of late, hitless in 3 straight. Check back to first, good tag from Warren, but Whitefield just barely back in time. This isn't a Trash Pandas team that steals a lot of bases. It's really the Shuckers and the Lookouts who have had the most running game this year. Check back to first. Just barely got back. He's toeing the line right now. Takes a walk around the bag. The Trash Pandas have only stolen 8 bases this year. For comparison, the Shuckers stole 10 bases last week. The pitch, Whitefield off to second. Pitch called a strike. The throw to second, a good one. The tag, not in time. Whitefield slides past it. Whitefield's first stolen base of the year. 9th stolen base of the year for Rocket City. He's at second. 1-1 to count to Teodosio. The pitch, curveball, fouled straight back up. It goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery, fastball misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Now time called, and Mejias is tagged for a block. Shakes his head as Whitefield trots off the third. It's the second straight day we've seen a pitcher called for a block. And the reason why is you're only allowed to pick off or disengage twice in an at-bat. The pitch is spiraled foul. Count stays even 2-2. Even when Whitefield got to second, the 2 pickoffs to first still count in a disengagement. It doesn't reset when someone moves up. So Mejias steps off, doesn't get him out, moves up to third. 2-2 delivery. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. Good changeup from Mejias. Buttered in at 85. Now a man on third with 2 outs for Kyren Harris. That's not quite your normal balk, but a disengagement move up the runner situation. Kyren Harris comes up at the top of the order. 2-1 Shuckers. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch from Mejias. Misses low. And goes to 1-0. It's the first time Mejias has gotten a strikeout this year on a changeup.
the delivery. Swing and a miss. Buries it down low to Paris, who swings over it. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. The fastball high in the zone was really his pitch last Friday against Pensacola, where he out-dueled number 8 overall prospect Yuri Perez. 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses up high. And the count goes to 2-1. Mejias, a native of Valencia in Venezuela. The Brewers international signees have really concentrated a lot in Venezuela, Nicaragua, and the Dominican Republic. Those have kind of been the big three for the organization. 2-1 delivery, misses low. The count goes to 3-1. You look at the Shuckers roster this year. Couple guys from Nicaragua, couple guys from Venezuela, couple guys from the Dominican Republic. Venezuela, fantastic baseball country. 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. And the count goes to 3-2. He is on the mound. Now steps off. Harris steps out of the box. He's one of three guys from Valencia, alongside Jason Lopez, a catcher, and Carlos Rodriguez, who's in left field right now. Valencia native fires home. Misses low for ball 4. Third walk today for Mejias. He's up left-handed hitting Levan Soto. Gale dots up his chest protector. Chest protector to the arms. To the left leg, back up to the chest protector for the first and third signs. Whitefield at third, Harris at first. Crash Pandas don't have a hit this inning. Go-ahead run stands on first in a 2-1 game with two outs in the second. Mejias delivers. Fastball low. Good job by Cale to block it up. Count goes to 1-0. Mejias comes set. Already about to throw his 50th pitch of the night. Comes home. Swing and a miss. Great curveball. Soto spirals out of it. Hits his chest a couple of times as he walks out of the box. It's almost the universal language of, all right, you got me. It's probably followed by in your head of, all right, let's get it next. Mejias fires home. Foul back. Goes to 1-2. Just one pitch away from getting out of it. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Right-hander set. Now fires home. Swing and lift in the air towards left. Rodriguez goes back towards the warning track on the move. Makes the catch. And braces himself up against the wall. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. Shuckers leading 2-1 after two. Trash Pandas already left 4 on the base paths. We're back after this. Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast. Roto-Rooter does plumbing. We need somebody to clean up this water. And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the third inning, Nick came up for the Shuckers, and Bo delivers his first pitch, and flipped his foul. First base sign out of play. Still in one. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Ready, Crow delivers. It's a big looping fruit ball that misses away. Count evens up, 1-1. Hale 0-5 on the year. Struck out 3 times. Crow delivers, lifted high in the air. First base side and foul. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers got both their runs last inning. Two-run homer to right from Noah Campbell. His first of the year. The pitch. Misses low. That evens up 2-2. Crow kicks, fires home. Hale swings and misses. Over the top of the third inning. First out of the inning, brings up the right hand to hit Lamar Sparks. That curveball has been a deadly pitch today for Crow. 5 strikeouts. He's got the curveball. A strikeout 4 of the 5 times. Top of the order on the righty, Lamar Sparks. Struck out back in the first. First pitch misses up and in. And goes to 1-0. Crow delivers. Swing and lifted in the air, foul. Count evens up 1-1, and let's take 10 seconds for station identification. I'm Biloxi Shuckers.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 a.m. and 100.9 FM.
Crow's pitch is swinging a miss from Sparks. Count goes to 1-2. 2-1 Shuckers over the trash pan is from Toyota Field. Good start for the Shuckers, who won 7-1 yesterday. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted out towards right field off a curveball. It spins foul. Just outside of the line. Stays at 1-2. Clark steps back in. Throws a righty, kicks and fires. Curveball, called strike 3 on the inside corner. Sparks strikes out for the second time today, first time looking. Nobody on with 2 outs, 2-1 Shuckers. Right-handed hitting Jack Centurio. Steps into the plate. Right-handed batter's box. Crow kicks and fires. Fastball, ball strike 1 at the knees. Crow's already got 6 strikeouts today. That's 1 shy of his season high. Struck out 7 last time out in 5 innings against Birmingham. 0-1 delivery. Terrell rolls it on the ground, back up the middle, skids off the mound. Soto gets behind the back, fires the first, and beats Terrell out by a step. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 6 straight retired from Crow. We're through 2.5 in the Rocket City. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Biloxi Shuckers.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Yakinica sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Today, Edgar Carroll up at the plate. Right-hander Christian Mejias fires home his first pitch of the inning. This is up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Righty Mejias fires home. Carroll whips it out towards left center field. Sparks on the run. Reaches out and it just tips off his glove to the wall. Rodriguez, the left fielder, picks it up. Carroll in a second with a double. A terrific effort from Sparks in center. Just tipped off his glove. Carroll in the second. It's his sixth extra base hit of the year. All six have been doubles. Reminder, fans, you can join the broadcast with our text blue line, 601-514-0776. Tell us where you're listening in from tonight. Orlando Martinez up. The pitch lifted foul. Third base side. Tyler Black on the run. Spirals out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Again, the number 601-514-0776. Text the broadcast. Let us know where you're listening from on a beautiful Thursday night. Sun starting to set here in Madison, Alabama. Picture perfect clear day. It's turned into a beautiful evening. The 0-1 delivery to Martinez. Swing and miss and a fastball off the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Martinez grounded into a fielder's choice. Brought a run home last time up. The 0-2 pitch from Mejias. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Carroll off second. Mejias delivers home. This is up and in. It goes to 1-2. Zamora, the shortstop, shifts over towards the bag. Just make sure Carroll doesn't get too big of a lead. He is fires home and it's triple foul. Third base side. Right behind the manager, Andy Schatzley, who's the third base coach. Count stays at 1-2. Big deep breath. Now fires home. Up and away. Count evens up 2-2. The most pitches in an outing so far this year for Mejias is 71. That was last time out against Pensacola. He just threw his 60th pitch of the night. Nobody's in the bullpen getting warm for the Shuckers. The pitch home. Cold strike three at the knees. Third strikeout of the night for Mejias. second time he's got a looking strikeout in the outside corner. Left-handed hitting Tucker Flint comes up. Carroll on second. 2-1 ball game. Bottom of the third inning between Biloxi and Rocket City. Mejia's delivers. Curveball popped up behind home plate out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Flint was hit by a pitch last time up in the first inning. It missed every piece of protection he's got on. He's got an elbow guard, he's got a leg guard on his front leg. And it missed everything and hit him in the floor. Not a fun place to get hit. 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 89. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hero at second. One out in the third inning. It's turned to a lengthy outing here for Mejia's pitch count wise. Hale sets up inside. Pitch home. Lift him in the air. Out towards left. Rodriguez. Hard charge in. Some more of the shortstop out. Rodriguez calls him off. He makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez has been everywhere. All three outs made by an outfielder have been made by Rodriguez. One in short left, one out towards the Checkers bullpen that juts up against the left field line, and another one in short center. Right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson steps in, man on second with two outs. Mejias delivers. Lipped in the air, first base side foul. It goes to 0-1. Jackson struck out swinging on a high fastball in the first. Still searching for that first hit of the year. Now 0-16 with 11 strikeouts. Mejias delivers. Curveball. Called strike two on the outside corner. Carroll walking lead off second. 2-1 Shuckers, bottom of the third inning. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball, swing and a miss. Right pitch from Mejias. Gets him out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through three in Madison, Alabama. It's 2-1 Biloxi Shuckers. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Alabama, the site. We have a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. We'll get Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Coleman Crowe goes back to the hill. The 2-1 Shuckers lead. Left-handed hitting Tyler Black. First up. Between innings, the grounds crew here at Toyota Field broke out in song and dance. They dragged from first to third, and then right behind second, they stopped and did a little flash mob. First pitch to Black. He has a called strike one. About a 30-second dance routine. They're bringing out the fishing rod. Then they finished up, took a picture, and we're good to play ball. The 0-1 delivery from Crump. Swing and a line drive right to Kyron Harris at short. And Black's retired for the first time. I guess grounds crew's got to have something fun. The Yankees grounds crew goes into YMCA during the second time they come out here at Rocket City. Bring out the fishing rod. First pitch of the switch hitting Xavier Warren. He's a called strike one. Warren, switch hitter, in from the left side. Shuckers lead it 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch out. Warren takes strike two. Coleman Crowe right now has been rolling. Retired 7 in a row since Noah Campbell's 2-run home run in the second gave the Shuckers the lead. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Fifth strikeout on the curveball for Crowe. Two up, two down. Seven strikeouts in the day for the righty. That ties his season high. Brings up the switch hitting. Noah Campbell with two outs and nobody on. Crow kicks and fires. Fastball called strike one. Crow picks up his leg, fires home. Curveball misses low. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Campbell was a guy who was expected to play a big role in Biloxi last year. Unfortunately, limited to just 60 games due to injury. 1-1 delivery. Takes up and away. Goes to 2-1. 2023 now becomes what he hopes to be his first full season in minor league baseball. Was signed as an undrafted free agent in 2020 out of the University of South Carolina. 2-1 delivery. Up and away. Count goes to 3-1. 2021, obviously a shortened season around minor league baseball. We played 120 games compared to the 138 we now play. The pitch, called strike two. Last year, when he was healthy, he was great. It was fantastic in June with a 14-game hitting streak. So far today, one home run. The 3-2 pitch, line drive right by Flint, the first baseman, and down the right field line. Calabresi runs over to grab it. Campbell's off to second, and he's halfway to the cycle in the fourth inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Man on second with two outs. Rodriguez digs in from the left side. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Rocks all the bright yellow and blue Brewers colored protective gear. First pitch to him. Swing and a ground ball through the left side and in the left field for a base hit. Campbell gets the wave around third and Whitefield, the left fielder, bobbles it. Campbell comes home and it's 3-1 Biloxi. Good job by third base coach Nick Stanley to recognize that Whitefield had bobbled it. He muffed it just a little bit. Campbell was able to come home easily. It's a single for Rodriguez. That extends his hit streak to 6 in a row. Campbell comes home. And it's 3-1 Shuckers. Isaac Collins up. First pitch, swing and a miss. And they rule it as a straight single and an RBI. Rodriguez picks up his third RBI of the year. Pitch to Collins. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Collins struck out looking on a curveball in the second. Shuckers lead it 3-0. They scored 10 of the last 11 runs in this series. They're losing 9-2 in the opener. check back to first. Rodriguez back in time. They won 7-1 yesterday. Scored the final five runs of the game after they went up 2-1 after the first inning. So far today, three runs on four hits. The 0-2 delivery. Collins takes up and away. That goes to one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez, the leadoff first. Flint holds him on. Stands right in front of the bat. 1-2 delivery. Curveball. Misses inside. Check out the third base umpire. Tom O'Neill says he doesn't go. Counts even. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Three-one Shuckers, top of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Curveball. Collins ropes it deep down the right field line, but just foul. Count stays 2-2. Shuckers have attacked the right field wall today. They have four hits. Three of them have gone to right. Both doubles just squeaked inside the line. Noah Campbell's home run. Just a bit to the left of the rock outcropping that becomes the party deck in right. 2-2 delivery. Collins waves and misses. Fastball off the outside corner. And that ends the inning. Shuckers get one run on two hits, no errors, and lead one aboard. After three and a half, it's 3-1 Shuckers. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
One, two, three, up. My baby don't mess around me. She loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna? But can't stand to see me walk out the door.
Don't try to fight the feeling. Now enjoying a 3-1 lead over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. David Clay back with you from Toyota Field in Northern Alabama. Just a couple miles away from Huntsville. First pitch to the lefty, David Calabresi. He's a called strike on a curveball. And we're underway in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mejias kicks and fires. Misses inside. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A long swing and a fastball off the outside corner. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. The pitch, fastball off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-2. Calabresi pulled out to center last time up, but it was the left fielder, Carlos Rodriguez, who made the play. Hard charge over to center from left to make the grab. 2-2 delivery. Misses low. Goes full. Go. Mejias delivers home. Lifted foul, third base side out of play. Count stays full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers bullpen up and moving. Brandon Kinnear, who's up in the pen. Mejias delivers home. Fastball, called strike 3, right at the knees. Going back to last inning. 3 strikeouts and 4 batters for Mejias. He's on the right hand hitting Aaron Whitefield. Whitefield walked in his first plate appearance back in the second. 3-1 Shuckers in the fourth. First pitch, fouled off. Right near the on-deck circle in front of the Trash Pandas dugout. Counted no balls in 1 strike. Whitefield, the native from Australia. Via one delivery. Curveball waves through it, handcuffed him. Count goes to 0-2. Shuckers bullpen coach Josh Spence, native of Australia as well, helped coach the national team. Two spent their rare off night after an early game yesterday. Went out to dinner together last night. They knew each other well back since 2019. Whitefield played in the ABL. It's the Australian Baseball League. Winter League, played in the Australian summer, where Josh Spence coaches. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss, top of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts from Mejias. He's rolling out. That's 5 straight retired. 4 of the 5 via strikeout. 2 outs, nobody on. Brings up the right-handed hitting Bryce Teodosio. Now 6 strikeouts today for Mejias. Up to 15 strikeouts on the season. In just 10 2/3 innings. Shuckers lead it 3-1, bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch, swing and a chopper, third base side, backhanded by Black, fires a strong throw to first in time. And that ends the inning. Good play from Black on the third base side. Ends up in the first 1-2-3 inning of the night for the Shuckers. We're through 4. Biloxi 3, Rocket City 1. This is Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 3-1. Throw delivers. Curveball misses inside. And goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Throw entered today, having allowed 1 hit and no runs all season long. Today's been a different story. 2-0 delivery. Fastball. Called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Today, the Shuckers have 3 runs, all of them earned on 4 hits, including 3 extra base hits, 2-1 deliveries. Mora stares at a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens up 2-2. Crow delivers. Zamora takes strike three on the inside corner. First out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Nick Kill. First pitch called strike one. Kale's 0 for 1 today. Strikeout swinging back in the third inning. Crow, little hitch in the delivery, delivers it home and it's smacked high in the air. Out behind first base, Flint on the move. Soto, the second baseman, over, bobbles it and drops it. Kicks it towards the right field line and Kale jumps into second. The sixth error of the year for Rocket City. Team that entered today is the best defensive team in the league by fielding percentage and the least amount of errors in the entirety of the Southern. Now brings up Lamar Sparks. One out, runner on second. Sparks today, 0 for 2. First pitch from Crow. Misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0. Chuckers lead it 3-1, top of the fifth inning. Crow delivers. Fastball lifted foul. First base side out of play. And the count evens up 1-1. Sparks struck out looking on a curveball off the inside corner back in the third inning, right on the inside corner. The pitch skips by Caro and tails off to third. Goes down as a wild pitch. Caro walks out to the mound now to talk with Crow. Crow entered today as one of the best pitchers in the Southern League by a mile. Struck out 13 in 11 innings. No runs off one hit. It's been a different story today. Delivers home to Sparks. Fastball. Called strike two. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Sparks. Crow set, fires home. Sparks swings and misses. Fastball to 93 on the outside corner. Second out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Churio. 10th strikeout of the night for Crow. Outs tonight. Crow struck out 10. Pitch to Churio. Fastball. Called strike one in the outside corner. Churio 0 for 2 today. Grounded out to second back in the third inning. Pitch from Crow. In the dirt. Caro blocks it up. Count evens up. 1 ball and 1 strike. Kale off third. 3-1 Shuckers. Top five. Pitch. Oop, swing and a miss. Goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers looking to tack on some more. Crow trying to keep it at the 3-1 ball game. Pitch home. Churio takes side. Count evens up 2-2. Pitch to the righty. Churio nubs it foul up the third base side. Count stays at 2-2. Shuckers have been one of the better teams hitting in runners in scoring position this year. Over 2-for-17 yesterday. 2-2 delivery. Churio takes down low. Count goes full. 4-for-23 with runners in scoring position entering this today in the series. But they're 2-for-3 tonight. Love to make it 3-of-4, make it a 4-1 ball game. Pitch from Crow. Curveball. Churio rolls on the ground. Third base side. He's off to the races. Jackson fires it quickly to first. Beats Churio by a half step. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Through 4.5. Shuckers lead it 3-1. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Inside corner. Shuckers lead it 3-1. A good night offensively. He is delivers. Curveball misses low. And evens up 1-1. It's been also a good night from Christian Mejias. He's allowed just one run so far. He's scattered two hits. Worked around a couple walks. 1-1 delivery. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. Hannah Mejias kicks and fires home. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Count evens up 2-2. That was Mejias' 83rd pitch of the night. A new career high in pitches thrown. 2-2 delivery. Swing and foul back towards the Shuckers dugout. Count stays even. 2-2. Previous career high was set back in 2019. He was a member of the Astros organization with the Tri-City Valley Cats, the old short season A affiliate of the Astros. 2-2 delivery to Paris. Foul ball. Pops into the Shuckers dugout. Count stays even. 2-2. Randy Kinnear up in the Shuckers bullpen, getting set and ready. though, trying to get through a fifth inning of work. Kicks and fires home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Mejias has his seventh strikeout of the night. Brings up the left-handed hitting of Von Soto. 3-1 Shuckers, bottom of the fifth inning. Soto digs in from the left side. No relation to the big leaguer Juan Soto. And either way, he'll face a new Shuckers reliever. Manager Mike Carrera walks out to the mound. What an outing from Mejias. 85 pitches, strikes out 7, and exits after 4 1/3. Brandon Canara into the ballgame when we come back. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Nick Bennett comes out of the bullpen for the Shuckers. Bottom of the fifth inning, Shuckers lead it 3-1 against Rocket City. Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Christian Mejias done after 4 1/3 innings. Strikes out 7. Allows one run. Nobody on. One out. The left-handed hitting Levon Soto in. First pitch from Bennett. Bunt shown. Bunted up the first base side. Bennett hops off the mound. Grabs it. And mucks it. Wants to grab it with the bare hand. He couldn't get a grip on it. Soto reaches. First man reaches against the lefty Nick Bennett. Second time this year in 3 appearances that the leadoff man that Nick Bennett's faced has reached. Enters today, 5 innings pitched. This is his 3rd appearance on the year. He's allowed 4 earned runs. All of them came last time out. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. It was a tough appearance last time out. Back on Saturday against Pensacola. Pitch home. Fastball, and it's a cold strike 1 to Kara. Ruled a single to Soto. Soto's second hit of the night. A multi-hit game in his second game back at the double-A level. Bennett delivers. Slider called the strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 0-2. Last time out for Bennett. Gave up 5 runs, 4 of them earned, off 2 homers and 7 hits in 2 innings. His first appearance, though, was terrific. The 0-2 delivery misses inside. Kara, the switch hitter, backs out of the way. Count goes to 1-2. He's 1-for-1 today with a double and a walk. Left stranded in the 3rd inning. Bennett checks first. Now kicks and A pitch clock violation's called. Count evens up 2-2. A little bit too long of a look at first. It's the third straight game in this series. And we've seen a pitch clock violation. One yesterday and one on Tuesday. 2-2 delivery. Swing and tips it in and out of Cale's glove. And stays even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gives us a chance to check the Iowa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Visit your, plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. Bottom of the eighth inning. Smokies and Lookouts tied at 1. Pitch from Bennett. Lifted in the air towards right, but foul. Count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, Montgomery looking to win their third in a row against the M Braves, up 2-0. And top 5 in Pensacola, they're looking for their first win in their series against Birmingham. They're up 4-0. Yuri Perez on the hill, and so Birmingham to just one hit. Bennett's 2-2 delivery. Fastball low, count goes full. Bennett comes set, but first, Hero calls time. Bennett set, now kicks and fires home. Runner off, and misses inside for ball 4. Hero up for the second time tonight. Soto to second, Hero to first. We'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Galaxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back, Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Shuckers up 3-1. First pitch, the slider, and that's a called strike to the left-handed hitting Orlando Martinez. Count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Tough situation right now. One out. Levon Soto at second. Edgar Quero at first. Man at the plate represents the go-ahead run. Pitch to Martinez. Looks it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Christian Mejias exited after 4 1/3 innings and a new career high, 85 pitches. Struck out 7. The Trash Pandas to 1 run. 0-2 delivery. Fastball low in the dirt. Goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes against Martinez. Lefties have done well against Bennett this year. 6-for-16 coming into today. That's a .375 average. Obviously a small sample size. This is just his third appearance of the year. Last time out when he got roughed up against Pensacola, their entire lineup was basically left-handed. 1-2 delivery. Swing and dribbles it off his front foot. Count stays at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Just one out here in the inning. Shuckers would love something up the middle for a double play. Feels like forever since they've turned one. Really has. They haven't turned one yet this series. They've turned just 3 all year. That's more because there hasn't been enough base runners to turn one than anything else. 1-2 delivery. Slider off the outside corner. Check swing is ruled it doesn't go around by third base umpire Tom O'Neill, who stands more towards up the middle with runners on first and second. Count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 3-1 Shuckers lead. Bennett fires. Nubbed foul back towards the Shuckers dugout. Stays even at 2-2. Pitch to Martinez. Fastball just low and the count goes full. Walk will run him up for the left-handed hitting Tucker Flynn, who's 0-for-1 today with a flyout hit by a pitch. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bennett set, now delivers. Swing and lifting in the air towards left. Rodriguez drifts back towards the warning track, settles under, out, takes a step in, and it pops out of his glove. Everybody advances, and they're loaded up for Flint. First error of the year for Rodriguez. Second error of the night for the Shuckers. And that brings out pitching coach Will Schuermholtz. It looked like it got all the way in the glove and then just popped back out. Rodriguez, who had a great night defensively, as it pop in and out, now the bases are loaded with one out for Tucker Flint. A tough situation. First man reached LeVon Soto off a bump, and Bennett went to grab, and he just bobbled out of his hand. And now a ball that was pretty much 95% of the way into Rodriguez's glove pops out, and they're loaded up. Just a tough luck inning right now for the Shuckers. Again, they're just one double play away from getting out of this thing. They lead it 3-1. Schuermholtz back to the dugout. So Tucker Flint with the bases loaded. Rocket City this year has been terrific with the bases loaded. 7-for-15 as a team. That's a .467 average. First time Flint's been up in the situation. First pitch. Is it called strike on the outside corner? Bennett, the lefty, checks around, fires home. Ground ball, first base side foul. Count goes to 1-2. No runners on the base paths are Mejias' responsibility. He struck out his last batter of the game. First batter of the fifth inning in Tyrone Parrish to end his night at 4 1/3 innings. 7 strikeouts. Bennett would love to notch the 8th of the Shuckers staff here. The 0-2 delivery. Slider just misses away. It goes to 1-2. Bennett sets, checks around, fires home. Flint lifts it in the air, but foul. Left field side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Anything to right is going to be troublesome for Soto to score on, unless it's real deep. Churio's got a hoax. He's already nabbed one runner at home this series. 1-2 delivery. Slider rolled on the ground, first base side, fair, past Warren, and down the right field line. Soto scores. Caro scores. Martinez gets the step sign, Flint's in the second with a double, and we're tied up at 3 here in the fifth. Flint drives in his 6th and 7th RBIs of the year. Shuckers used little cue balls down the first baseline twice to their advantage. They have two doubles off of it today. Tucker Flint cashes one in on his own. And now brings up the right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson. Infield in. Martinez at third. Flint at second. It's now 3-3. Pitch to Jackson. Lifted in the air to right center field. Sparks is over, and it drops down for his first hit of the year. Rolls to the wall. Martinez scores. Flint around third to throw. He's cut off by Collins, and it's 5-3. Two RBI double for Jeremiah Jackson. It's now a four-run inning from Rocket City. Jackson's first and second RBIs of the year. Brings up the left-handed hitting David Calabresi. Four runs scored in the inning for Rocket City, all off the left-handed reliever Nick Bennett. First pitch to Calabresi. Pulls it foul back towards the dugout. The count goes to 0-1. Right now, only two of the four runs are earned. Pitch up. Calabresi takes away. The count evens up, 1-1. Five straight of reached base since Bennett entered. Just one out in the inning. The pitch home. Lifted in the air. Foul territory, third base side. Black charges in. Converted outfielder makes the catch. Big second out of the inning. Brings up a right-handed hitting Aaron Whitefield. Man on second. Now 5-3 Rocket City. That's an easy play for Tyler Black at third. He's a guy who played up the middle in college, then spent almost all of last year in center field in Appleton with the Timber Rattlers. This year switches up to third. First pitch. Misses up high. And goes to 1-0 on Whitefield. So a pop-up for Black. Almost puts him back in his outfield days. Settle under it, make the catch. Guy who can really play everywhere. 1-0 delivery. Misses low. And goes to 2-0. Not quite as much anywhere as Noah Campbell, who's quite literally played every position with the Shuckers throughout his career. Check that, the Brewers organization throughout his career. The pitch home. Called strike in the outside corner. Camp goes to 2-1. With the Brewers organization that has a lot of guys that play short, second, in the outfield. Black's ability to play third is really a way for him to get in the lineup a lot. The pitch, called strike two. And not that his bat would not be in the lineup. You have to find a way to put him in. Giving him the versatility, make sure he can get in the lineup pretty much every day and give the Shuckers a good option at third this year. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. Back-to-back outs from Bennett. Ends a four-run inning. Four runs off three hits, one error, and one runner left on base. After five, 5-3 Rocket City. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And the count goes to 0-1. Tyler Black starts things off here in the sixth. Next pitch misses away, and the count evens up, 1-1. Black 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a line out to short. Shuckers now trail at 5-3. Pro delivers. Powell back to the screen. Kemp goes to 1-2. Game started off well until about a half inning ago. Shuckers led it 3-1. Christian Mejias was rolling on the hill. 1-2 delivery. Black swings and misses. Fastball up high. That's the 11th strikeout of the night for Crow. First out of the inning. Ends up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning for Rocket City on three hits and an error. Warren digs in. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike one. That 11th strikeout sets a new career high for Crow. Broke his previous career high of 10. 0-1 delivery. Misses low. And the count evens up 1-1. Was back in 2021 with the Inland Empire 66ers. Single-A affiliate of the Angels against the Visalia Rawhide in the California League. One delivery to Warren. Swing and lifted in the air. Left field line foul. It goes to 1-2. Warren 1-for-2 today. Doubled in the second. Struck out swing in the fourth. The pitch, curveball, rolled on the ground, right side of the infield. Soto, the second baseman, grabs it, fires the first. And that's four straight retired by Crow. Two outs, nobody on. Trash Pandas lead it 5-3. Pitch hitting Noah Campbell drives up to the plate. Crow right now at 88 pitches. Delivers his first to Warren. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Warren's got the better of Crow twice today. Two-run home run in the second. Double down the right field line in the fourth. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and fouls it back to the screen. Count goes to 0-2. Campbell, as of now, becomes the third Shucker this year with a multi-extra hit, extra base hit game on the season. 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Coleman's got 12 strikeouts. A real fantastic night from the righty. And it sends us to the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Through 5.5, Trash Pandas lead at 5-3. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys this summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Way ahead of it. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Bennett, left-hander on the mound. Got touched up last inning for four runs. Little hitch in the windup, then comes home. Called strike two on the inside clock. 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 errors for the Shuckers. Trash Pandas, 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. The pitch home. Swing and tips foul. And stays at no balls and 2 strikes. Tito Cioso for 2 tonight. Struck out looking in the second. Drops him to 0 for 8 on the series with 5 strikeouts. Bennett delivers. Swing and tip foul again. Back towards the Shuckers dugout in the third base side. And stays 0-2. Luke Murphy, right-hander out in the bullpen for the Trash Pandas. The 0-2 delivery, up and away. Count goes to 1-2. And if this really is the end of the line for Coleman Crow, a terrific outing for him. 1-2 delivery. Ground ball, third base side, just by Black. And into left for a base hit. Black went full extension. Just snuck by his glove, and now the throw back in gets by Collins, the second baseman, and Teodosio's into second. Just an errant throw back into the infield. It's the third error of the night for the Shuckers. We'll see who it's on. Either way, the Trash Pandas have taken advantage of a couple different mistakes from the Shuckers tonight. It was an error last inning, and Rocket City immediately cashed in. Back-to-back 2 RBI doubles. First pitch to the righty, Kyren Paris. He's a called strike 1 in the outside corner. Count at no balls and 1 strike to Paris. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. Bennett delivers. Misses low and away. And the count evens up 1-1. And it is charged as an error to Carlos Rodriguez in left. His second error tonight. Second of the season. Bennett set. Teodosio off second. Now delivers home. Swing and a miss. Curve ball in the inside corner at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. Now time is called. Paris steps out. Bennett steps back on the rubber. Paris steps back in. Bennett set. Now fires. In the dirt. Good job by Cale to block it up. Count evens up 2-2. Bennett's a guy who, coming into this year, everyone outside of the Brewers organization would have expected him to be a starter. Put together a pretty good last year with the Shuckers. 2-2 delivered. Ground ball right back to him on the mound. Picks it up, looks to third, now looks to first, and fires in plenty of time to get Paris for the out. First down of the inning, Teodosio goes to third. Bennett had a good idea. The only problem is, with Paris up, Shuckers shifted over a bit. There's nobody at third. Good job not throwing it. Instead, turning around, throwing to first for the out. Brings up the left-handed hitting LeVon Soto. 5-3, Rocket City up on the Shuckers. 1 out, bottom of the 6th inning. Infield comes in. First pitch from Bennett. Lift in the air towards left. Rodriguez ranges in. Makes the catch. Teodosio tags from third and bluffs it. Good throw home from Rodriguez. Soto retired for the second out. Teodosio had gone. That would have been one way to make up for an error that allowed Teodosio to get to second. He would have been gone by 10 feet at a minimum. Edgar Caro comes up. Pitching a catcher. Takes in from the right side. 1-for-1 today with 2 walks and a double. Man on third with 2 outs. Bottom of the 6th inning. Pitch from Bennett. Lifted in the air out towards left. Zamora, the shortstop, out into short left. makes the catch to end the inning. Good job by Bennett and the Shuckers defense to buckle down after that early single to lead things off. No runs, one hit, one error, one runner left on base. We played six in the Rocket City. 5-3 Crash Pandas. The Biloxi Shuckers reunited.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Send a new man to the mound. It's the right-handed Luke Murphy, who relieves the righty Coleman Crow. A lot of smiles in the Shuckers dugout now that Crow's out of the game. First up is Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Crow goes six innings, gives up four hits, three runs, no walks, 12 strikeouts. Pitch to Rodriguez, swing and a miss. Count evens up 1-1. New career high in strikeouts for Crow on the mound. Right-handed Murphy delivers. Fouled back. Top of the screen. Shoots right back down. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez steps out and steps back in. Murphy makes his fourth appearance of the year. Delivers home. Swing and tips it into Caro's glove for strike three. 13th strikeout of the night for Trash Pandas pitching. Now everybody, top to bottom in the Shuckers order, has struck out at least once. Switch hitting Isaac Collins comes up from the left side. One out, nobody on. First pitch, swing and a miss. Tries to attack a high fastball at 96. And the count goes to 0-1. Murphy struck out three, walked two this year, over 3 1/3 innings. The pitch home. Collins takes away. Count evens up 1-1. Made his last appearance on Saturday at Birmingham. Scoreless inning with a walk. Pitch. Collins swings and misses. Get a high fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. Collins 0-2 today with two strikeouts. Murphy set. Now fires home. Fastball up high. Count evens up 2-2. This is one of the bigger parts about this Rocket City bullpen. They all throw hard. And 96 isn't even close to the hardest. Ben Joyce, probably coming into the game late, throws 105. 2-2 delivery. Curveball. Collins fouls it back. And count stays even. 2-2. It comes back to home plate. Umpire Joe McCarthy covers his head. Tries to get out of the way. Doesn't hit him. Harmfully just touches down. Two balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Collins takes up and away. And the count goes 4. But yes, Ben Joyce throws 105. One of the fastest pitchers in college baseball last year with Tennessee. Volunteers team that was one of the best in the nation. Murphy delivers home. Up and away. Good job by Collins. Works a walk. His sixth walk of the season. In under 25 plate appearances. It's been a good job from Collins on the plate discipline side of things this year. Now brings up the right-handed hitting Freddie Zamora. Collins at first. We talked to him today in our pregame interview about how his stolen base numbers have been so high the last few years. He's got three this year. First pitch. Zamora takes high, and the count goes to 1-0. He credited a lot of his stolen base ability to his manager last year with the Hartford Yard Goats, AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and Chris D'Onofrio, manager in Hartford, former San Diego Padres player. Big thing he touched on was all about how D'Onofrio did a great job. And now Murphy calls time and everybody comes together. Caro waves to the dugout and now comes out for the training staff. Manager Andy Schatzley comes out as well. Now you want to make sure everything's okay. Long walk around the back of the mound. I was taking a couple deep breaths on the hill. It happened yesterday. Jack Dashwood got taken out of the bowl game with an injury. And today landed on the 7-day injury list. Dakota Donovan was called up from high A earlier this afternoon. A lot of deep breaths right now from Luke Murphy. Guy who was drafted out of Vanderbilt in the fourth round of the 2021 draft. He doesn't even throw a warm-up pitch. He's taken out of the ballgame. Tough scene from Murphy. Guy looked real good first two batters. The second day in a row, a Trash Pandas pitcher leaves mid-inning with presumably an injury. Hailed by the training staff. And we'll take a break. Walks down the tunnel. New pitcher into the ball game now for the Trash Pandas. He'll get as much time as he needs. Top of the seventh inning. One out, one on. Murphy out of the ball game. New pitcher when we return. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast. Roto-Rooter does plumbing. We need somebody to clean up this water. And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Luke Murphy out of the ball game with an injury. Walked off with the Trash Pandas training staff in a 5-3 ball game. New pitcher into the game is Kenyon Yovan, right-hander who pitched and finished out Tuesday's game, a 9-2 win for Rocket City. Went one inning, gave up one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, and threw 11 pitches. The one hit he gave up was a double to West Clark. Gets as much time as he needs, as Murphy done after a third of an inning. Two batters plus one pitch. No hits, one walk, one strikeout. Responsible for Isaac Collins at first. But obviously the bigger worry is Murphy's health. Talked about it before we went to break. Jack Dashwood, who came in relief yesterday, was taken out of the game due to an injury. He was placed in the injured list today. Dakota Donovan, High A, in Tri-City. Pasco, Washington was called up. Took a 6 a.m. flight out of Pasco this morning. Didn't get to the ballpark until 6 o'clock. Pasco, Washington, the High A affiliate of the Angels. Trash Pandas, kind of the outlier in the affiliation map. High A affiliate in Pasco, Washington. Single A affiliate in Inland Empire, California, not too far away from Anaheim. Freddie Zamora up, 1-0 the count. Yovan delivers. Swing and a ground ball to third. Jackson gets it. Goes to second for one. On the first, it's a double play. And that ends the inning. The 12th double play of the year, and Yovan screams in happiness as he walks off the mound. One pitch, that gets him out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. End of the seventh inning stretch. 5-3 Rocket City. Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Zamora, the shortstop, goes over and jumps over the baseball. Miscommunication between him and Collins, the second baseman. They almost ran into each other. Zamora jumped over the ball to try and get out of the way so Collins could field it, but Collins thought Zamora was fielding it, let the ball roll by. It's a single for Martinez. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tucker Flint. Flint, 1-for-2 today. 2 RBI, double back in the fifth inning. Shuckers trail it 5-3. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes down and 1. Time to check around the Brewers system with their Ola Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Big league team off tonight. Theo 1 delivery. Slider misses away. The count evens up 1-1. Just finished up a three-game sweep with the Seattle Mariners. now head back home to start a homestand that begins tomorrow at American Family Field in Milwaukee. 1-1 delivery. Misses low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Top of the eighth inning. Quad Cities up 9-2 on the Timber Rattlers. Final from Kinston, North Carolina. Mudcats beat the Wood Ducks 8-3. The pitch. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. Final from the baseball grounds of Jacksonville. Nashville beats the Jumbo Shrimp 3-1. The pitch, slider lifted in the air out to short center field. Sparks comes on and makes the catch. Good closing speed from Sparks. First out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson. Nashville now 9-9 on the year. Mudcats at 6-5. The Timber Rattlers, all things stay the same against Quad Cities, will fall to 6-6 on the season. Jackson digs in from the right side. 1-for-3 tonight with a 2-RBI double. One out, one on. First pitch dribbled on the ground to third. Black grabs it, goes to second for one. The return to first, not in time. Collins couldn't quite get it out of his glove. Jackson has a ton of speed up that line. Had to go quick, turn it. Brings up the left-handed hitting David Calabrese. Calabrese's 0-for-3 tonight. Digs in from the left side. Shuckers trail at 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch, fouled back. Count goes to 0-1. Calabrese is 2-for-12 in the series with 7 strikeouts. Bennett comes set. Now fires home. Fastball misses low and away. Count evens up, 1-1. Jackson off first. Warren holds him on. The pitch home. Swing and tips it foul. Off Kale's right shin guard. Count goes to 1-2. That takes a long walk. Pulls down the mask. He wears the baseball hat under the mask. Probably Yadier Molina. Flips around backwards. Check back to first. Jackson off to second. Warren to the bag. Got him. Good cut stealing from the Shuckers. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. The end of the top of the eighth inning. It's 5-3. Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Every day can be a better day despite
Shuckers Radio Network. Right-handed hitting Nick Cale steps in. Kenny Nirvan goes through his first full inning of work. First pitch to Cale. Fastball up. Count goes to 1-0. Cale's 0-for-2 today. Reached on an error last time up in the fifth inning. Got stranded at third. Pitch from Yovan. Lifted high in the air, but foul. Up behind home plate. Count evens up. 1-1. Yovan came in relief of Luke Murphy, who exited the game due to an injury after facing just two batters and throwing one pitch to Freddie Zamora. Yovan delivers. Tripled foul right behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2. Yovan fires home. Fastball called. Strike three right on the inside corner. And Tigers Cale for the first out. Now Cale has a couple words for home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. He orders him back to the dugout. Brings up right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. 5-3. Checkers trail the Trash Pandas. Sparks in from the right side against the righty Yovan. First delivery. Misses low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Sparks 0-for-3 tonight with three strikeouts. 14 strikeouts tonight for the Trash Panda staff. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. Count goes to 1-1. It's a violent swing from Sparks. In the best way possible. He makes contact. It's loud. When he misses up high, helmet pops up a bit. Hasn't fallen off yet. It's got close. 1-1 delivery. Ground ball, third base side. He has to readjust his helmet as he trots up the first base line. Ball foul. Count goes to 1-2. He had a couple last year with the Missoula Paddleheads where the helmet literally gets like propped up on his head above his ears. And the ball just flies out of the ballpark. It's a beautiful swing. Good bat speed with it. 1-2 delivery. Fouled back. Count stays 1-2. That was a big focus when we talked to Sparks before the series opener on Tuesday, is that comfortability back inside the box after it took a 94-mile-per-hour fastball to the face back when he was in the Orioles organization. 1-2 delivery. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Mark strikes out for the fourth time tonight. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Churia. A couple guys milling around the bullpen right now for Rocket City. The guy with his glove on is none other than Ben Joyce. Chuckers trail 5-3. First pitch to Churia. Makes a strike. It goes down 1-1. He's 0-for-3 today. Strikeout, two ground outs. Joyce right now in some light stretching out in the pen. Yovan set. Long wait, fires home. Churio takes the curveball low. Count evens up. 1-1. Pecker's top of the order has had a rough night. Top three have combined for 7 strikeouts. They've gone 0-for-10. 1-1 delivery. Churio fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. Chuckers only have 4 hits. Last hit came with 2 outs in the 4th inning on an RBI single from Carlos Rodriguez. That made it at the time a 3-1 Chuckers lead. Rocket City exploded for 4 in the bottom of the 5th. They lead it 5-3. To 1-2 delivery. Churio fouls it back. Right off Caro's face mask. It's a long walk up behind home plate. Count stays 1-2. That's one of those walks where he knew it was your pitch. Just barely missed it. Close to barreling it up. Top prospect in baseball stands back in from the right side against the righty Kenyon Yovan. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high at 98 miles per hour. Lovan confidently walks off the hill. And he strikes out the side to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're 7.5. 5-3 Rocket City on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And now, both teams being instructed back to the dugout. Everything seems to have calmed down for the moment as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. We pitch from the ballgame for the Shuckers when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
On the hill for the Shuckers. It's a 5-3 lead for the Trash Pandas. David Calabresi starts it off against the flame-throwing righty. His first pitch, fastball misses inside at 100 miles an hour. Count goes to 1-0 on Calabresi. Ben Joyce up in the bullpen for Rocket City. Another flamethrower. 1-0 delivery. Uribe misses high and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Bennett, done after 2 2/3 innings, gives up 4 runs, 3 of them earned on 5 hits. 2-0 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Bennett walks one, strikes one out on 53 pitches. 3-0 the count to Calabresi. Uribe delivers. Up and away, and it's a 4-pitch walk. That's the fourth walk of the year allowed by Uribe. It's his fourth appearance of the year. Hasn't allowed a run in 3 innings on the mound. Now 4 walks and 5 strikeouts. But he hasn't allowed a hit. Righties are 0-for-4 against him. Lefties are 0-for-5. Aaron Whitefield first up. Calabresi off first. First pitch. Fastball misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Cale trots out to the mound. Has a quick chat with Uribe. Gives us one last chance to check the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Montgomery shuts out the Embraves, improves to 9-3 on the season with a 3-0 win. Pensacola up 6-0 on Birmingham, bottom of the eighth inning, final in 10 innings. Tennessee Smokies back to 500 at 6-6 with a 2-1 walk-off win over Chattanooga. The 1-0 delivery, swing and a miss. That one a curveball at 90 miles an hour. Count evens up, 1-1. Whitefield 0-for-2 with a walk and 2 strikeouts at the plate. Righty Uribe sets, now fires. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Eubank. Set at the belt. Checked back to first. Hard throw over. Calabresi back in time. Uribe rocking the aqua blue glove. Comes set. Now fires home. Fastball up and in. And the count goes to 3-1. Five-three. Rocket City over the Shuckers. Check back to first. Calabrese just back in time. Rebase set. Now fires. Curveball spins it in for strike two. That one came in at 88 miles an hour. You know it's something special when you can throw it up to 102 miles an hour. And Thuriowski pitches up to 90 miles an hour. 3-2 delivery. Calabresi off the pitch. Called strike three. The throw to second. A good one. The tag from Collins. It's a strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. A great job by Uribe and a great throw from Kale. Here's up Bryce Teodosio with two outs. Shuckers trail at 5-3. Pitch from Uribe. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. That strike him out, throw him out, double play brought to you by Doubletree. By Hilton Biloxi, just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. The 0-1 delivery from Uribe. Misses away at 100. Count evens up, 1-1. Shuckers out of the middle of the order, due up in the ninth inning. Black, Warren, and Campbell trail at 5-3. The pitch, curveball, called a strike on the inside corner. Goes to 1-2. Ben Joyce continues to get warm in the bullpen for Rocket City. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses away. Gets by Kale. That one at 102 miles an hour. Outside of Ben Joyce, probably the fastest pitcher in Double A on the hill right now for the Shuckers. 2-2 delivery. Curveball, called strike three on the inside corner. He goes from 102 to a 91 mile an hour curveball and finishes the inning off with the strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and the help of a double play, strike him out, throw him out, from Nick Kale to Freddie Zamora. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Ben Joyce into the ballgame for the Trash Pandas. Middle of the order due up for the Shuckers. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609. If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
to the top of the ninth inning from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers trail it 5-3. Tyler Black leads it off. The right-hander Ben Joyce, one of the fastest pitchers on planet Earth, in the ball game for Rocket City. First pitch misses inside at 101 miles an hour. The count goes to 1-0. Yovan done after an inning and two-thirds. No runs, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts. And Edgar Caro now trying to point out that Tyler Black is outside of the batter's box. Having a conversation with home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. Black points, says, I'm good. Steps back in. Pitch from Joyce to Black. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Ben Joyce this year makes his fourth appearance. He's allowed five runs, just one earned in 2 2/3 innings. The pitch up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. He's been wild, though. Five walks to five strikeouts. Makes his first appearance since he got the save on Sunday at Birmingham. An inning of work. The pitch misses away, and it's a leadoff walk. Brings up the tying run for the Shuckers. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Top of the ninth inning, Shuckers trail at 5-3, and the tying run's at the plate. Tyler Black at first, Xavier Warren in from the left side. The first pitch dribbled up the third baseline, foul. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers trying to come back in this thing. Haven't yet won a game this year when trailing after eight. The pitch, Warren swings and hits it on the ground. Couple of hops to Soto for the second base. Back for one, the throw to first, not in time. Flint couldn't anchor his foot to the bag. And Warren gets on with the fielder's choice, and Noah Campbell comes up. One out. The switch hitting Campbell comes up, digs in from the left side. Shuckers trail it 5-3. Campbell's the tying run. He's been the star of this lineup today. 2-for-3 with a home run and a double. The pitch up and away at 101 miles an hour. Count goes to 1-0. Warren, couple steps off the first base bag. Joyce delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Strikes have been hard to come by right now for Joyce. He's thrown just two of his first eight pitches in the zone. Misses this one away. And make it two of his first nine outside the zone. Crash Panda's running some trouble in the ninth inning before. Everyone remembers that no-hitter they threw on opening weekend. Pitch, called the strike, and goes to 3-1. Threw a no-hitter and lost. They allowed seven runs without allowing a hit in the top of the seventh inning. It's game one of a doubleheader. The 3-1 delivery. Swing and lifted in the air, out towards left. Whitefield comes in from left. Makes the catch for the second out. Two outs, one on, top of the ninth inning. Shuckers trail by two. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Nobody's been hotter in this order than Rodriguez. 1-for-3 tonight. He's 8-for-21. He's already extended his hit streak to six games. One hard hit ball away. The pitch. Check swing. Joe ripples it back up the middle. Soto gets it, fires to first, and that ends it. Joyce works around a leadoff walk to throw a scoreless ninth inning. And give the Trash Pandas the win. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base as the Shuckers fall in game three of this six-game set, 5-3 to Rocket City. Shuckers get three runs on four hits. They commit three errors for Rocket City. Five runs on seven hits with one error. Coleman Crow gets the win and proves 2-0. Nick Bennett gets tagged with the loss, and Ben Joyce picks up his second save of the season. Rocket City wins it 5-3. Wrap it all up next in the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. We'll get you set for game four tomorrow night at 6:35 with Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for the Shuckers on a Friday night. Final score, once again, Rocket City 5, Biloxi 3. We'll wrap it all up next on the postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers fall in this one to the Trash Pandas by a 5-3 final. Shuckers fall back to 500, 6-6 on the season. Well, the Trash Pandas, after the Shuckers snapped their 5-game win streak yesterday, have now won 7 of their last 9, improved to 8-4 on the season, and an even 3-3. At Toyota Field. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Champion Blake Wong with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fall 5-3 to Rocket City. A tough fifth inning. Trash Pandas scored 4 runs on 3 hits and an error. Leads way to a victory for the Trash Pandas. Let's get you through the scoring summary on a Thursday night. It was Rocket City who got started early. A little different than what's happened the last 3 games for the Shuckers, where the Shuckers have scored first inning runs in each and every game of the last 3. But it was Rocket City who struck first today. A single from LeVon Soto, then an error by starting pitcher Christian McGee. He was real sharp tonight. 7 strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings. Pushed him to second. Wild pitch pushed him third, and Orlando Martinez brought him home on a fielder's choice. Then the Shuckers jumped ahead in the second inning. 2-run home run from Noah Campbell, who originally was not slated to start in this game. The original lineup had him on the bench, but a late substitution and a change in the lineup put him into the 5 spot. He roped a 2-run home run to right, his first of the year, to give the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. And Ted Coleman Crow with the first runs he's allowed this season. Shuckers led it 2-1. They then led it 3-1 after a 2-out double from Noah Campbell. Luis Rodriguez singled him in on a ball to right. Check that, only ball to left, to extend Rodriguez's hit streak to 6 in a row, and it's on pace streak to 8 in a row. Also notched his 3rd RBI of the year. Shuckers led it 3-1. Then in the 5th inning, Rocket City got to Shuckers reliever Nick Bennett. Christian Mejia is taken out of the game after he faced the first batter of the 5th inning. New career high with 85 pitches, 4 1/3 innings, gives up 2 hits, one run, three walks, and seven strikeouts. Bennett came into the game, and from there, it was a single from Soto, a walk to Caro, an E7 from Orlando Martinez. Ball popped in and out of Rodriguez's glove in left. Then Tucker Flint, a two RBI double, followed by a two RBI double from Jeremiah Jackson to plate the fourth run of the inning and make it 5-3 Rocket City. They'd go clean the rest of the way between Luke Murphy, Kenyon Yovan, and Ben Joyce to end it and give Rocket City a 5-3 win. Coleman Crowe the win, improves to 2-0 on the year. Nick Bennett, the loss, falls to 1-1. And Ben Joyce gets his second save of the season. Final time of the game from Rocket City, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of an attendance of 4,513 at Toyota Field on a Thursday night. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to take one last look at the Iowa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the farm and around the Southern League. A couple of finals and around the farm report. A couple minor league scores to get to as the big league team off tonight after a big West Coast swing. We'll wrap it all up next and get you set for Friday night against Rocket City, where Carlos Rodriguez back on the bump with an ERA of just one for his first two starts. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen?
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Wake back to wrap everything up from Toyota Field on a Thursday night. The Trash Pandas take down the Shuckers 5-3. Eke ahead in the six-game set 2-1. As the Shuckers fall to 6-6, Trash Pandas improve to 8-4. Rocket City tonight, 5 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. For the Shuckers, 3 runs on 4 hits and 3 errors. Those 3 errors tie a season high on the season. Time to take one last look at the Iowa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the farm. Let's take a look first around the farm. The big league team off tonight. The Brewers enjoying a well-deserved day off after a fantastic series around the West Coast, including a 3-game sweep of the Seattle Mariners, one of the better teams in the AL West this year. They'll open up a homestand tomorrow back at American Family Field. Everything final around the farm. Carolina wins it 8-3 over the Down East Wood Ducks. The Mudcats now sit at 6-5 on the season. Pounded out 10 hits today in the usually pitcher-friendly Carolina League. Final from AAA. Sounds take down the Jumbo Shrimp 3-1. Good pitching outing for the Sounds. They've got just 4 hits and improved to 9-9. on the season. Quad Cities takes down Tim Rattlers 11-4. Tim Rattlers fall to 6-6 on the season. In AA, everything final around the Southern League. Final in 10 innings. Tennessee walks it off against the Chattanooga Lookouts. 2-1 the final. Chattanooga falls to 7-5. The Smokies fall to 6-6. The Biscuits continue to roll. Now at 9-3 to start the year as they shut out the Embraves 3-0 at Trustmark Park in Pearl. The Embraves fall to 3-9 on the season. Worst record in the Southern League. The Embraves 9-3. Best record in the league. Yuri Perez gets his first win of the year. Pensacola shuts out Birmingham 6-0. Blue Wahoos improved to 5-7 on the year. Birmingham falls to 4-8. Take a look ahead to tomorrow night. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for the Shuckers, and Sam Bachman gets the start for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Rodriguez has been terrific so far this year. Has allowed all of one earned run all season long. Looks to build off a great performance where he got tagged with a tough luck loss on Saturday against the Blue Wahoos. Gave up one run in five innings of work, struck out three on just 67 pitches. He's been one of the more effective pitchers on the Shuckers staff this year. Struck out eight in his first AA appearance, three last time. Looks to build off of it tomorrow against the Trash Pandas team that sends Sam Bachman to the hill. 2-0 the record with a 0.84 ERA. This is a Trash Pandas team with great pitching staff. They'll look to continue it tomorrow against the Shuckers. Meanwhile, Biloxi looks to tie up the series tomorrow night. First pitch at 6:35 from Toyota Field. We'll join you with pregame at 6:20 as the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas and kick off the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, final three games of this series should be good ones. Rodriguez, Jarvis, and Seminaris, the three pitchers for the Shuckers. The Trash Pandas go with Bachman, Medeiros, and Urla to finish off the week. Final score for one final time. It's Rocket City 5, Biloxi 3, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Rocket City. They also lead 7 runners on base and go 2 for 15 with runners in scoring position. For the Shuckers, 3 runs on 4 hits and 3 errors. They lead 3 on the base paths and go 2 for 4 with runners in scoring position. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of an attendance of 4,513 on a Thursday night in Madison, Alabama. First pitch tomorrow at 6:35. We'll join you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network at 6:20 with first pitch. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Rocket City takes down the Shuckers 5-3, but it's Carlos Rodriguez start day tomorrow. Buckle up, get strapped in for a whole lot of fun on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. For everyone at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jamie Blake as we say so long from Rocket City. See you tomorrow night at 6:20. Great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.